The event is called Sharing Our Knowledge. It includes dozens of workshops and presentations. Juno's Peter Metcalf is one of the organizers.
There's both academic presentations as well as non-academics who might be Clinkit speakers or might be artists, in other words, people who are not necessarily credentialed academically but have deep knowledge of the topic or subject and can speak knowledgeably about it.
Sessions include linguistics, archaeology, Alaska Native history, museum studies, indigenous law, and traditional ecological knowledge. The Clan Conference theme is Our Language is Our Way of Life.
Our Tlingit language is a dying language.
Sitka's Jerry Hope is the conference's executive director.
And it was a concern of one of the organizing committee members that a number of our elders are passing away, and we need to be able to talk to them while they are here.
The theme is also evident in sessions on building a Tlingit library, regional language programs, and a Tlingit spelling bee. Hope points to sessions on gathering Tlingit phrases to use with children and bringing Tlingit into the home.
As it turns out, I have a strong belief that language in the home is something that is often overlooked.
The conference charges a registration fee with a day pass option. Discounts are available for students and seniors. Metcalf says it's for more than just tribal members.
The best part about it, from my point of view, is that you can walk into or out of a workshop and you'll feel welcome and understand what's going on.
The Clan conferences began about 20 years ago under the leadership of the late Andy Hope III. After a 10-year pause, they resumed in 2007. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.